Welcome to Haunted Voices Radio. Where are you calling from?
Columbus, Ohio.
Columbus, Ohio. There's only one
Michael
person
Robert
I know.
From Central Ohio Paranormal Society.
Wonderful. Michael from COPS. That's Central Ohio. What is that, COPS? Central Ohio Paranormal Society.com.
Yes, sir.
Wonderful.
Central Ohio Paranormal.com.
Central Ohio Paranormal.com. Well, welcome to the show, Michael.
Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
I'll tell you what, it's been a while since you and I have talked.
Yes, it has.
And, wow. Some of the things you've come up with, and we're going to talk about those.
Okay.
And he's one of my favorite people because to agree on a lot.
Hey, how you doing, Phil?
Yeah. I'm doing good.
Yeah, there's a lot going on out there, and... You know, winter's coming up, and of course that's a busy season for a lot of people. The air gets drier and things like that. Hauntings tend to increase a little bit. But Michael, I'm really glad you called. You know, there's one thing that of course I've thanked you for it thousands of times. Is your ultraviolet system that you have set up? That's the first thing I want to talk about.
Okay.
Now. You put this up in our forum, and you gave me this suggestion. So I went out to Walmart, and I bought this very, very inexpensive apparatus. It's just a workman's lamp, you know, and a UV bulb. And it made a 120% difference in our infrared recording. Now, can you explain to the listeners exactly what that is and how it works?
Well, I'm going to have to go ahead and give full credit where credit's due on this.
Okay.
And that would be to Chris Tanner. He's one of our technicians in our group. And before a case, one time, right before Halloween last year, we talked on the phone the night or the day before the case, and he said, "Let's try some different lighting." And I said, "What do you mean?" And he said, "Let's try some red party bulbs, some green party bulbs, different colors." And we went ahead and threw the black light bulbs into the mix. And we went on a residential case that night, and we tried the different colored bulbs with, you know, no really visual difference, I guess you could say. And the last bulb that we used was the black light bulbs. And once we turned the lights out and flipped the switch on those things with the Sony Night Shot cameras, we were like, wow. And we were watching on a remote monitor. And, I mean, it just totally lit up the whole room. Instead of, you know, like if you're using a Sony Night Shot camera and you have the IR light that comes separate with that.
Yeah, that extender.
Yeah, how it leaves that big green circle.
Yeah, like a spotlight.
Right, and the black light bulbs just totally illuminated the entire rooms. And we were just shocked with it, so we decided to, start sharing it with people. And, I mean, we haven't really caught anything... I guess you could say paranormal with it, except for dust orbs, like I heard Phil talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys were talking about using them outside. We haven't really used them outside.
Ouch.
I don't think we're going to now.
Big bugs, Mike. Big bugs.
It's definitely a good apparatus to have in a controlled environment.
It is.
We'll go that far with it.
Now, I'm going to interrupt here for a second, but this only seems to work with the Sony cameras?
As far as I know, I don't know. I think Canon has a low-light camera. I'm not sure if it works with that or not.
JVC has a night vision one, but it's pretty shady.
Right. As far as I know, it just works with the Sony Super Night Shot and what's their other night shot? I forget.
Night Shot Plus?
Yeah, Night Shot Plus. It works with anything Sony. So, but you can screw them into fixtures, regular lamps. We did a house back in last November. It didn't have any furniture in it or anything like that. And we just used the clamp lamps with the reflector dish, you know, like a workman's lamp, like you talked about a minute ago.
Right.
And I mean, they work great. So, I think it's definitely a step forward.
It is. It's a big step forward, and we use that in an old theater down in the green room. And it before we'd go down there with our Sony, you know, cameras. We had the extender, and it was sure. I mean, it would illuminate it, but it would be more like a spotlight, flashlight type thing.
Right.
Then we put those. You know, we clamped the actual Workman's lamp to the tripod, and it lit up the whole area. It was just it was incredible.
Yeah.
You know, there wasn't any bugs or anything down there, and we captured some pretty good evidence with it. Quite a bit. You know, dust orbs, you know, to me they kind of look like a cottony-like material. But this was more interactive. These things were coming up. They were disappearing into walls, and, you know, it was some great evidence.
Yeah.
But, you know, as far as, you know, using it, the only downside to it would be the shadows.
Right.
You know, you just got to watch what you're around. You know, because it'll kind of cast a shadow on it, but that's about it.
Yeah, I mean, we found we had another residential back in June, and it was more of like an A-frame loft type home, and the space was real limited. And what we did was, you know, we watched when we were setting up our cameras and stuff. We were watching through the viewfinders, and we had a guy actually adjusting the clamp lamps. He was actually pointing them up towards the ceiling, and we had one upstairs in the loft area and pointing one down, and we just adjusted it as needed. You know, just it usually helps best if you have somebody looking at, you know, one camera at a time, or however you may go about setting up. But have one guy adjusting the lamps, that way you can pretty much do away with the shadows.
Right.
Yeah, but it seemed to work well in this loft-type home. It was like an old converted hunting cabin is what it was. And it worked out really well, and we got away from the shadows. But you know, every situation's different, so, you know.
There's so much you can do with it. It's so versatile.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you can take, and what those extenders, they're like almost $100 now.
Yeah. Actually, you can find those for about $30 or $40 if you shop around for them. But I think I still think the IR illuminator is still good for a mobile unit.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in a big place or something, and you know you're not using something on a tripod or whatever. But if you want to take one mobile and kind of document what the investigators are doing, I still think they're a great item. You know?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you know, I'd rather spend $8 for a light bulb than spend $100 for something else.
Exactly.
Great that you found something that isn't that expensive.
Yeah.
Works.
And it's right by that spectrum. It's like right on the border of the infrared spectrum. Ultraviolet is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I mean, it's you know, you're not creating anything false. It's still on a natural light spectrum.
Exactly.
It just gets hot. You really got to be careful.
Yeah, make sure they cool off before you pack up for the night.
Yeah, it gets a little warm.
Yeah, they get really hot.
Don't they give you a good suntan, too, if you...
Yeah, you sit there and get the paratan. I'll take one paratan, please. Oh, jeez. But, you know, you're working on some other things as well, Mike.
Yeah, we recently acquired a laptop about 6 months ago,
uh-huh.
And we figured, why not try and we use Adobe Edition 1.5,
mm-hmm.
And we use a SEMA shotgun mic, condenser microphone.
Mm-hmm.
It's got the zoom feature on it, and we figured might as well go ahead and try using the laptop and use it as a recording device, and... We mounted this on a tripod on a few different cases, and we actually turned up about 4 or 5 positive EVPs.
No kidding.
On about 3 or 4 different cases we've been on in the last few months. And it seems to work really good. It's got to be a battery-powered mic. That's what I suggest. And I've also tested it with it's a Radio Shack omnidirectional condenser microphone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also battery powered as well, and the recordings come out really, really good. I also put together a quick tutorial on our website. It's at centralohioparanormal.com/laptoptutorial.htm.
try it.
And you can do it in stereo or you can do it in mono. I go with the mono because, you know, it's really not going to make that much of a difference.
Yeah.
Like you were talking about digitized and stereo recordings earlier. Yeah, just go with the mono recording, and I usually cut it down to probably 25 to 35 minutes, depending on the situation, and then just save the file, and it seems to come out working pretty good so far. So what I'm going to do here in the next couple of weeks is add a USB preamp to the mix, and because once you process the recording, you can hear it, but it's really dull. And that way, by using the preamp, I think you can get away with, or, you know, not having to boost the recordings 10 to 20 decibels.
Right.
So, I think, in theory, the preamp should take care of that. So, like I posted on your forums, I'll keep everybody informed on that and the page updated as well. But so far, it's coming out pretty good, and we've turned up some pretty good evidence with that.
That'd be great, and definitely keep us posted on it because, you know...
Oh, most definitely.
I'm going to try it, and, you know, I mean, on that newscast, Michael, she wanted to put it, she cut it.
Mm-hmm.
I pushed you guys, you know, as much as I can.
That's no problem.
It's a big deal to me because, you know, of what you guys are doing. You're out there trying these different experiments, and we're learning from them and learning all these different techniques, and it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
So
I mean, it's like, you know, like I gave Chris full credit for that. You know, he comes from a military background. He was in the service for about 10 years, and he thinks outside the box. He thinks, you know, if there's something we want to do, something we want to achieve, what tools we could use to do that the best way and the cheapest way to do that. And I mean, he's got a real good knack for searching for the best deals and stuff like that. And he's also come up with a pretty good temperature probe. You know how most people use the IR thermometers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've kind of steered away from that. We do have one. It just stays in the equipment case. We've been using the type J, K, or T thermocouple thermometers.
Really?
Yeah, and they read the ambient air temperatures that usually sample anywhere between 2 and 4 times a second. So if there's a fluctuation in temperature,
that's going to pick it up.
It's going to read it immediately.
That's going to be a lot more accurate, yeah.
Yeah,
definitely.
And if you, I'll also post a thing in the equipment advice on your forum about how to get these. You can find a really good one for around $20. And, you know, you can read ambient air temperatures instead of surface temperatures like the IR thermometer does.
Right.
Like the gun types.
Right.
A lot of people use, and, you know.
Definitely do that.
They're useless.
Definitely do that, because I'll pick one of those up.
Yeah.
I'll definitely pick one of those up.
If anybody has a Harbor Freight Tools in their area, I suggest checking them out because they had them about 2 months ago for $26.
That's cheap.
And it was a Type K thermometer. And all it is just a plug-in wire that reads the air.
That's cheap.
Where do you find those?
You can find them online, and if you do it like a Google search for thermocouple thermometer, but you want the wire type probe. You don't want the the wand that reads, you know, you touch it on different surfaces and it reads it.
So you want like a wire type.
Yeah, you want the wire type, which would be the J, K, or T type.
J, K, or T. Remember that, folks. Hopefully you wrote that down.
I'll put together a little post and put it on your equipment advice on your forum.
Good, because I follow that like you wouldn't believe to the T. So I mean,
hard to remember those things. So yeah, put it on the forums and that way I can find it.
I mean, I know a lot of people, you know, like to measure, you know, cold spots and stuff like that. Personally, I've never really felt a real true to life cold spot, but you know, at least we have the tool. If it's occasion arises, we have it.
Yeah, and it's gonna measure it accurately.
Yeah, but the cheapest way you can go with one would be about $20-$25, and that's not too bad.
That's not bad at all.
No.
Not bad at all.
Yeah, because see, that's the thing. We've done that, and we've hit with the IR ones, but, you know, there may be a window 4 feet away. And, you know, who knows, maybe some cold air is coming from that window and it's hitting that. So
exactly.
Oh, for sure.
And if you ever notice, if you play around with that, I mean, if you open your freezer door and point it in there, of course you're going to get a reading. If you take it outside and point it straight up in the sky, the thing's going to go haywire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not real, to me, it's not real trustworthy for measuring cold spots, and I think that's why the thermocouple probe type, wire type, is the best to go, best way to go.
That's the thing with the IR. Yeah, you shoot it, and you don't know how far it's going. You may be hitting a wall.
Exactly.
Reading the temperature of the wall.
Makes total sense. Total sense.
Right.
Well, I mean, if you don't mind, Michael, I mean, stay on the line now. We got to take a break here.
Hey, no problem.
And when we come back, we're going to talk more about this, but Summer's going to have to go.
Yeah, sorry.
Summer has to go, and, well, she got to go do something. Probably, she's probably going to go watch Survivor.
Cook a late dinner.
Yeah, she's going to cook a late dinner for the hubby. So thank you, Summer, so much for coming on tonight with us.
Thanks for having me.
We'll have you
it
on again.
It was nice talking to you. This is the first time we've ever actually talked.
Yeah, it is.
Nice, you know, yeah, actually talking and not just emailing.
Now, that's what makes it all worthwhile. So you have a good night, Summer. And,
all right, you too.
We'll keep in touch, and don't burn it, okay? Make sure it's good.
Okay.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon.
Right. The Asians are going to win.
Okay. Take care, Summer.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay, with that, we're going to take a short break, and then we come back. I promised you guys after 3, no more commercials. We'll play some music here, so that's no problem. But we're going to take a short break, take a breather, and we come back. We're going to talk more with Philip Roll, as well as Mike Robert of COPS, Central Ohio Paranormal Society, at CentralOhioParanormal.com. We'll be back here in a few minutes. And welcome back to Haunted Voices Radio. I'm your host, Todd Bates. And with us on the phone still are Phil Roll of HauntedVoices.com. He's our EVP analyst. As well as Michael Robert of COPS, Central Ohio Paranormal Society. And what we're talking about on the break, we were going back and forth doing some techie talk. Learning about some microphones. A lot of good things out there. Different ways to set up. And we're wanting to talk more about this laptop setup when we come back, we're going to come back. And we talked about some of that on the break, and he's had some great results with it. So he's going to post some things there on the forum. As soon as he gets a few things perfected, he's going to post them on the forum there at hauntedvoices.com. And, of course, you can visit his website at centralohioparanormal.com and learn about all that there as well. You know, Mike has done a lot of different things, him and his group, both, you know, for the community, and they're willing to share them, which is a big, big plus for me, and that, you know, he has my utmost respect for that. So, you know, I wanted to welcome you guys back. Welcome back, and thanks for hanging in there.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Having fun.
Yeah, there's a lot we've been talking about here as far as setups and different experiments and different ways to do things. And, you know, we were just before we come back, we were talking about the digital and the analog age and how people are all wanting to do the mini disc recorders and all this stuff. And, you know, they're kind of forgetting where we came from. You know, this whole thing started with a pure accident. It was a total accident. You know, it was recorded on an old analog reel-to-reel recorder. You know, let's not forget how it was discovered. And a lot of them are going to the digital age. Yes, it's less expensive, sure. But we still haven't figured out how to perfect the analog age just yet. We still don't know how they're imprinting themselves on those types of devices just yet. So maybe we need to take a step back and kind of look at the big picture there for a minute. But, Mike, I definitely wanted you to kind of further explain this laptop system of yours and, you know, what you plan on doing with it, you know, what kind of sessions you're going to do. Are you going to do, like, question and answer? You know, are you going to leave it stationary? You know, how are you going to work this?
Well, what I usually do, depending on where we use it, depending on the case we're on, whether it be commercial or a residential, I usually set up the laptop with two remote monitors, video monitors, watching two different areas, basically surveillance. Then I'll take the laptop. I have a microphone. It's called an Audio Technica 55 or an ATR 55. It's got a nice 50-foot cord on it, and you know, in a residential, they work pretty well. You can run them to, you know, different rooms or whatever. Excuse me. And what I'll do is I'll sit there with a piece of paper and a pencil, and I'll just, like I said, depending on the situation, I'll run it into a bedroom or something with some supposed activity, and you know, I'll notate any respective spikes that might be there. And then upon evidence review, I'll go back and, you know, check my notes and stuff like that. And it's a really good way to, you know, disprove, you know, any false positives or any positive EVPs as well. Like I said earlier in the segment, I was going to add a USB preamp to the mix, which should, by theory, boost the recording. I've also used it with question and answers. Actually, I've even done that in my own home. We've had, you know, a little bit of sporadic activity in my own home. And, you know, I've never really gotten any answers with the laptop in my own home. But, I mean, it's just depending on the situation. You can use the question and answers. I've even picked up EVPs with it, you know, without even asking any questions. You know, it's just, it all depends on the different situation. We've picked up EVPs with, you know, we get voices interacting with what me and another investigator are talking about. You know, and then, but it's just something that's still basically in the works. I guess you could say I'm old school. I'm more faithful to the analog recordings. I do have digital. We do have analog or regular tape recorders.
Mm-hmm.
But most of my EVPs come from, you know, standard micro cassettes and regular standard size cassette tapes.
I'm definitely there with you on that.
Well, now see here, I'm going to interrupt for a second. Excuse me. Now my voice is going. But I see these things where people talk about, oh, I'm taking a couple of coffee cans and I'm duct taping them together, and then I'm putting the microphone, I'm cutting a little hole in the back and all this. It's like, it drives me crazy. I mean, don't you...
Go ahead.
Yeah, this is making me nuts when I think about this stuff. But I think, doesn't sometimes things get too scientific? Isn't it easier just to use the basic things?
That makes total sense to me.
Yeah, I agree with Phil on that. I mean,
what drives me crazy is I hear these things, and it's like, oh, we've seen things on the forums where, oh, I'm an audio engineer, so now I'm doing this, and I'm doing this complicated, and they get all this scientific stuff. If they're going to talk, they're going to talk. And I just think sometimes everything gets too... complicated.
Yeah, when it gets that way, you have a tendency to miss the big picture.
Right.
You get so wrapped up in your scientific involvement.
And I can also see, you know, people wanting to try different techniques as well. But, you know, like Phil says, when you use coffee cans and, you know, paper towel rolls with, you know, stuff like that.
I've been seeing this on the forums a couple of times lately, and it bothers me. It's like, no, wait a minute. You know, you're talking.
Yeah, and it's really.
They're going to
really
talk.
Proven either.
Talk.
You know.
Yeah, nothing's really been proven out of it.
Right. I mean, you know, hey, I got this rig, and you know, I set this up and did this and that. Well, let's hear your EVPs from that, then we'll.
Yeah.
Judge them. We'll,
I mean,
you know.
Don't get me wrong. I mean, if I could take a paper towel roll and wrap it in aluminum foil, and then have to spin that around three times to do a somersault, and then I'm, boom, instant communication. Yeah, sure, I'll do it.
Exactly.
But I just don't...
The last couple of days I've been upset because I saw a thing on the website from a group that sent me. There's like six new TV shows coming out about paranormal investigation.
We've got another call coming in. Hang on just one second here.
All right.
Just one second, Mike.
No problem.
Welcome to Haunted Voices Radio. You're on the air. Okay, see, that was a really, really bad connection.
Yeah, that knocked my head off.
That Whoa. Sounded like he was driving down the road, hanging out of his car. So hopefully he doesn't fall out, and he can call back whenever he comes to a complete stop. That was wow. Okay, yeah, what were we saying here? Go ahead, guys.
Well, the only thing I was saying is that I saw this thing. There's a show coming out called Scared, and I saw a preview of it on the internet. It's like three guys. They look like they're in their early 20s, and this preview for it, it shows them walking through some place that's supposedly haunted.
Mm-hmm.
There's rock music playing in the background. One of them pokes his head around a corner and says, "Are you scared?" And all this upsets me. You know? That's the thing. Right now, I'm bothered by this because.
Yeah, it's.
This is coming out, and I heard this person say there's like five shows that are coming out about paranormal investigation.
Yeah, and
they're going to do this.
It's going to be the wrong way.
Right. They even showed them sitting with a Ouija board.
Oh,
you know,
no.
It's like, oh, my God, you know.
Oh, not that thing again.
So, right now, I'm a little upset about all this stuff because I'm thinking, you know, there's no way to stop it. And people are going to watch this stuff on TV and they're going to, you know.
Well, I agree with you there, Phil, because.
Hey, this looks like a lock
when people see it on TV, they think that's how it's supposed to be done.
Right.
You know, and it's. You know, a lot of people watch these TV shows and take it as that's the way you're supposed to be. It's supposed to be done. And paranormal investigation / ghost hunting right now is very trendy.
It is. It's a hot topic.
You know, these sites pop up day after day, and people call themselves lead investigators, and you know this and that, and
they can't even
just,
half of them can't even leave their dog.
Right.
Well, like I said, I just changed the subject here, and I didn't mean to do that.
No.
This has been bugging me, and I've you know.
You got to get stuff like this. I mean, that's what this is all about. That's why it's open discussion.
Stuff,
you know, we're getting all this stuff on our chest.
These shows are going to come on. I saw it. You know,
it's going to be horrible, and it's going to get worse before it gets better. Definitely.
There's this dude. Yeah, that looks like he's maybe 21, 22 years old, and he pokes his head around a corner and says, "Are you scared yet?" It's like, oh my God, you know, this is just going to ruin us.
Yeah, they had enough of that with all the Jason movies and things. You know, they're trying to turn true paranormal into horror, and it's not. This isn't horror, folks. This is this is serious. You know, this isn't something some guy in a hockey mask with a machete.
Well, that's one thing I wanted to bring up here. You know, we're talking about serious things here and how to do things right.
Right.
But yet. This has been bothering me for the last 2 days since I saw this, that these shows are coming out, and it's going to make us look silly.
Yeah.
It's really bothering me.
It's going to get worse before it gets better.
Yeah.
It really will.
Eric showed the one I saw the things. Oh, my God. It just,
Maybe one of these days, you know, certain networks will pick up some good documentaries. You know, you need the documentaries. People don't want to watch them because, well, you know, what we do isn't exactly action-packed.
Right.
Okay, there's really no excitement in it.
Yeah, there's a lot of boredom to it.
Yes. And, you know, with television, everybody wants jazz, jazz, jazz. They want the entertainment. They want the drama. You know. it's hard to do it. That's why we have to use mediums like the radio and things like that to get to actually get the true word out.
Exactly.
You know, because it's not going to work. You do it on TV, they're going to want some kind of action, some kind of drama. You'll have to do something. You'll have to, you know, smack your team leader or whatever to you know, boost some ratings, you know.
We'll give you an extra $5,000 if you hit him in the mouth. You know, I mean,
come on. And it's just, it's shedding things in a bad light, and we just got to avoid it. But there's really, all we can do now is just hang on and go along for the ride.
Exactly.
We can't fight it.
Keep on doing what you're doing and, you know, just make the best of it. That's all you can do.
Just wait for it to blow over. It will. It'll die down. No pun intended. I mean, it'll go.
You know, it's. I've been doing since I started COPS. I'll make an example of myself. We've been doing this just over 2 years, organized now. But you know, the reason that's the reason why I started COPS, because it's something I've been dealing with since I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that my wife has been dealing with since she was a kid, and you know, since I've started, you know, I've tried to network with other groups, and you know, when I first started, and you know, do the link exchange and stuff like that. You know, if I was still posting the links on my website to 50% of the groups that I first started out networking with, I mean, they're not even there anymore.
No, they're gone.
Yeah, they're gone. And you know, we're still going strong, and we're still interested in it. And basically, you know, we're doing it for trying to find the answers and to help others.
Right.
And it's not something that's, you know, hey, we're bored on a Friday or Saturday night, let's go to the cemetery.
Right.
And see if we can pick up some recordings or, you know, take some pictures. It's a lot more than that.
Yeah, well, I think that's the problem.
So a lot of these people start taking this stuff a bit more seriously. You know, I know it doesn't pay unless you got your own TV show and you get, you know, ratings and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, a lot of this stuff, it comes, you know, your video cameras and your recorders and stuff, that comes out of your own pocket.
Yeah,
that's something
does.
You're willing to invest with.
Mm-hmm.
Invest in your own group in. And, you know, I agree with Phil again. It's just, you know, I don't know.
It's
I said, we were talking
people don't
about other things. I just blasted out with this because it's been bothering me for 2 days since I saw this. And I'll tell everybody right now, go on myspace.com/scaredTV and you'll see they have videos and everything of this show that's coming up. And it upsets the hell out of me.
I'll have to look into that.
There's rock music behind these three guys that look like they're in their early 20s.
Mm-hmm.
It flashes showing them sitting with a Ouija board and everything. This is going to be terrible. And people are going to watch this and say, oh, this is what paranormal groups do.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a horrible
thing. Yeah, that's exactly what they're going to think.
I'm really upset about
it. Well, I would be too. I mean, what they're going to do, I mean, especially if they're using that damn Ouija board, they're going to sit there and, you know, they sell those at KB toy stores, Toys R Us. Kids are going to go out and buy these things. They're going to play with them. They're going to leave these doorways wide open, and that's going to screw us over.
Well, I'll tell you, you go on this website, and like I said, it's myspace.com/scaredTV, and they have everything on here. Do you want to buy a DVD of what's coming? They have videos up you can click on, and yeah, this kid peeks around the corner and says, are you scared yet? I mean, this show looks to me like it's just going to make a joke out of it.
Wonderful.
It's terrible, and the thing I got from people is like, this is only one of like four or five shows that are going to be coming out dealing with paranormal investigation because it's so popular.
Yeah, it's just, it's something that's
the scared
not
gonna... thing really upsets me. It's just horrible.
It's not going to die down for a while. It's going to be a while, and we just got to hang in there and just keep doing what we're doing, keep on keeping on, and just wait for this to blow over. You know, right now it's a giant storm, and there's nothing we can do to stop it. Nothing.
That's another example that I'd like to make, too. We have a client that we've dealt with in the past, and they've had it's an ongoing problem there. And this couple, they got three kids. She's a homemaker. He's a deputy sheriff. And I believe that their claims are genuine. We've picked up some pretty genuine evidence, EVP-wise, and some photos and stuff like that from their home. They had a group come out to their house. I won't name the group. And the guy brought some trigger objects. One of the trigger objects was a porno magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Try to entice an older gentleman entity. And I mean, if somebody would have tried to walk in my house with a porno mag as a trigger object, I would have just ran him off.
Yeah.
And she also said that he smelled like he'd been sitting in a bar all day and, you know, bossing his girlfriend around and doing this and doing that. And well, she sent us an email about telling us about all this, and she said when she was walking him around the house, you know, sharing her experiences and such, she said, well, I heard this knock, and he knocked on the wall, and he says, you need to be quiet because I'm trying to capture some EVPs here. I would have thrown him out of the house right then and there.
That is cheap.
Well, actually, before that.
Give me a break.
Well, bringing a porno mag to somebody's house, that's just crossing the line to me.
That's going, definitely above and beyond.
Well, I'm going to use this as a trigger object, he told her.
To entice him.
I mean, come on.
How's that going to entice him? I mean,
yeah.
That'd be one I wouldn't want to entice.
Yeah, well, I guess her husband, which is the deputy sheriff, said you can leave that rag in your car. Don't bring that into my house.
That's pathetic.
That would have been me. I would have said, just get back in your car and go home.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, that's why they asked us back out for a second visit, and, you know, we'll take it from there. But, I mean, it's just some of the things that some of these people come up with, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
No.
And, I mean, I'm not saying that there's a lot more good groups out there than there is bad groups. But it's just the bad groups out there that are giving everybody else that's trying to do something to try to, you know, help other people, it's giving everybody a bad name.
Yeah, we've got one here in Michigan that we've had to deal with.
Go Blue.
And, yeah. Bad.
Yeah, I know, Phil. You've had some rough times with...
It drives me nuts because there's nothing I can do about it.
No.
Yeah, the only thing you really can do is just, you know, sit back, let them do what they do, let them ruin themselves, and keep on doing what you're doing. You're trying to help others, and that's the best you can do.
Yep, that's all. Yeah, very, very well said. That's all you can do is let it go in one ear and out the other and just hang back. You know, I mean, it's... Because they will. Karma will come around every time. And,
well, the thing is, and I told Todd about it, we did a thing with a radio, local radio station here, where we went out and investigated a house that was supposed to be haunted. And this other group showed up. And they set a camera.
Well, your group was there?
Barn.
Yeah.
And, you know, orbs just flying everywhere. Well, it's dust. It's a barn. And the next day, the radio show makes fun of it. Well, that makes us look bad. You know, we just got put in right with that other group.
Exactly.
Well, we didn't say that those orbs were anything paranormal. But, hey, the paranormal groups set up this thing, and here, you know.
Oh, it's just sad.
Oh, it really burned me because, you know, we got lumped in with them. You know.
Yeah, the whole thing just...
All these dust orbs, you know, hey, they said, you're looking at all the lost souls that inhabit this place. And it was dust. But then on the radio show the next day, all the paranormal groups get lumped in together, and hey, we all thought all that dust was spirit. This kind of stuff just... I've been burned a few too many times lately.
Yes, we need to perfect the pledge experiment. We definitely have to create something, some kind of way, to teach people the difference between dust and an actual true spirit orb or energy or whatever.
Yeah, I personally, I don't buy into orbs or
ectomist
or anything like that. I mean, it's got to be pretty stand out to me.
Well, that's what I mean. We've
with photos, digital, and you know, these days it's
too easy to manipulate.
Exactly.
It really is.
We've done video where all of a sudden here's this orb and it moves across the room, and all of a sudden it makes like a 45-degree turn and just shoots the other way. And we tell the people, you know, turn off their furnaces, turn off their air conditioning. We check the windows to make sure there's no drafts. So we know there's no air circulation in that room. So then if we get something where it moves this way and then all of a sudden turns and shoots, then we think, well, maybe this is something we should look at.
Yeah, there's some things that are paranormal like that.
But the thing is, we go out and do this, and this other group's there, and here, you know, they're in a barn with a door open and a dirt floor, and there's orbs flying all over, and oh, look at all these spirits.
Yeah.
Right.
And the next day, we get made fun of because all us paranormal groups said, look at all the ghosts. And I knew those weren't ghosts, you know.
Right.
Yeah, you can't win.
I'm just, like I said, I've been burned too many times lately, I guess, so I'm bitter. And then I see this thing on here for this scared show, and it's like, oh, my God. they're killing us here. You know?
All you can do is brush her off, buddy.
I guess. But
that's it. That's all she wrote.
Thank God I've never had high blood pressure yet.
It's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming. But there's medication for it. But we're gonna go ahead and close this show out here. We're gonna wrap her up here, and all here around midnight, 12:30 or so, I'll pop back on again. I'm gonna take a break, go out there, and spend some anniversary time with the wife.
You are a vampire.
Huh?
You are a vampire.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, me, I'm,
well, when someone gives you,
when, I'm sitting here, my
when someone gives you something,
keyboard.
When someone gives you something, you use it.
I guess, yeah.
And I'm gonna try and get my wife in here. I'm gonna try to get her in here, which that'll take an act of God Himself. But usually around that time I pop on. You know, we do the music thing and the call in stuff. So, I'll shut down about 3 or 4, Phil. But you got to work in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too.
I got to get up at 5:30.
Yeah, that's not too far away. So what we're going to do is we're going to close this out, and I'll be back here in an hour, hour and a half or so. Might be earlier, depending on how much the wife wants. I don't know. She usually leaves me anyway and goes over next door, so... I'm pretty much here alone all the time anyway. But, you've definitely enlightened us on a lot of things, Michael. And I can't thank you enough.
I appreciate you having me on.
But we're going to have you guys on as a guest. We're going to get that done.
Okay, yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, we've got it on as a, you know, we've got you guys on the lineup here that you'll be getting an email from Steven soon.
Okay.
So just hang in there. He's doing the best he can to go down the line. Because, you guys were on it.
Yeah.
So just hang in there, and because we're going to, you guys just do a tremendous amount of work for the community.
Well, I appreciate that, man.
And, you're damn right we're going to get you on here. And, Phil, thanks for staying up this late, buddy. I know normally, you know, you're way past your bedtime, but you hung in there.
I get on here, though, and I have so much fun that I can't get off.
You're going to have more. Because trust me.
And now I met Mike, and it's so nice to actually talk to people. You know.
Yeah.
Say that all the time, but
no,
you know, I'm building up my list here of people that I've talked to on the forums for a year, but never actually talked to. Now I got another one. Yeah.
You know. Now you know, we've got the option to do that. You know, with that opportunity, we're going to take advantage of it. You know, something was given to us, and we're going to use it to its full potential. You know, period. And, you know, I just talked to him today, and trust me, we are not going anywhere. this is not one of these fly-by-night live shows. He likes it. He enjoys it. He listens to it. And he is not taking that server away, period. It's dedicated, you know. And so it's not going anywhere. All these new ones, all these new ones that come on, he's putting them on server 2 and 3. he's we got this 24/7 right now. We're going to use it, you know, for all the education we can. You know, it's not going to be a coast to coast or anything like that. You know, we're not. You know, I'm not professional. I'm not some kind of, you know, radio jockey guy. You know,
see, I'm not either.
We're just average Joes.
The fact that sometimes I go off on my little rants, and everybody puts up with it.
That's okay. I usually take care of your rants with an email. That's all right. That happens.
Something hits me, sets me off. It's like I should just keep quiet.
You've got to tell it like it is.
Yeah.
The worst thing, you know, if you got a problem with the man, you need to take it to the man. Yeah, that's the way it is. You know, we got to stop the, because the community is just in an uproar right now. It's horrible. It's a bunch of backstabbing and stuff, and we've talked about this topic time and time and time again. Articles have been written on it. It's just, it's getting bad, but it will eventually die down. We just got to sit back and wait and just hope for the best.
Let time filter it out.
Exactly.
Right. Well, just like the scare TV thing, I am upset about it, you know. Well, and I'll get over it. But
you will.
Oh.
You'll sleep it off. You'll sleep it off. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Just one ear and out the other.
All right, guys. Well, I'm going to hop off here, and like I said earlier, I'll go ahead and post some links on your equipment advice forum for the microphones, and you know,
great.
You know, people can take it for what it's worth if they want to. But I mean, they've worked good for us, so you know, hopefully they work good for others.
That's all that matters. Michael, thank you so much for calling in and definitely sharing the information.
Thanks for having me on, and it was good talking to you, and it was good talking to you too, Phil.
Yeah, it was nice meeting you.
Yeah, you have a good night, Michael.
All right, you too.
All right.
Take care.
Bye-bye.